Hello dear listeners, James here on Monday the 13th December 2010, not long before 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going home from the first day of the last week of term before Christmas. And I'm recording this quite poignantly, in fact, because of a request by Ruth, who suggested that maybe we should extol the virtues of parenting to Andy Taylor, who's been getting plenty of attention recently. And I have to say, I mean, one of the reasons why I'm recording this is because this is probably one of my favourite things to do. It's not like marching a sheep to the slaughter or a horse to water or something. On the whole, the children love school, and it's a great time when they've had their breakfast, they're feeling lively, and we've got a sort of a quarter to a third of a mile walk up the hill, and we have all kinds of conversations about crazy things. We'll be singing, dancing, just having great fun, really. And it's that time that I feel most proud to be a parent, because of the expectations of the day, the reflections of the weekend, especially on a Monday, because Monday's the dark time I have off, so we can think about all the fun stuff we've done. And yeah, makes me happy to do that. Morning. And yeah, and I mean, there are so many great things about being a parent, especially with the children being the ages they are now, 11 and 7.5. I think one of the best things is the fact that to many parents, their children are the best children in the world. They are fantastic. It's not that they can't do any wrong. It's just the fact that they are immensely proud. I'm immensely proud of my two. I mean, Christopher is already turning into a prodigious game developer. He's using toolkits online. He's got sort of various bits and pieces he's downloaded, and he's creating little levels and things he's enjoying, just like I did with Spectrum Basic in the 1980s. And Eleanor is a born performer. In fact, I may have mentioned this before in an audioboo, but she's landed the star role in her school's performance. We're looking forward to going to seeing that on Friday. And it's these little sort of nuggets of things to celebrate that make it all worth, I'll make it more than worthwhile. And it brings to mind the struggle people have to have that special element in their lives. Beth had three surrogate babies for two couples, and the joy that they bring. These small, well, they're sort of gradually growing up now. We saw one of them a couple of weekends ago, and he's 9 years old now. Children being coming into existence, making a family what they are, and it's very difficult to put the benefits into words. Especially, I mean, considering when I was a single man, having just moved to Luton, I had absolutely no intention of becoming a father. For two reasons. One, to be honest with you, children would have slowed me down. And two, I knew that being a parent is a hell of a responsibility, and I would want to make sure I did it properly and threw my heart and soul into it and did the best job as a dad as I possibly could. And that scared me a lot. But you get that out of the way. I mean, you don't become complacent. In fact, if you've got that driving you and the need to love these two, I mean, people have cats and dogs, and children are nothing like that. You know, dogs and cats have their own personalities and you can interact with them. You can interact with the guinea pigs. But children are, there's so much nurturing that goes on, so much development, and they become men and women in their own right. That's a crazy thing. That's what really drives me, it pushes the limits of my understanding, is the fact that I've got an 11-year-old boy now. He's well on the way to becoming a teenager and well on the way to becoming a fully grown man, able to stand on his own two feet, support himself and his family, and maybe I'll become a granddad in a few years' time. Maybe I'm a little too young, but given that I'm 39, there are some people of my age who are grandparents already. But that's just... it's just the fact that, I don't know, it's very difficult to put it into words. I'm not normally stuck for words, but going through life with obviously a partner and children who grow up so quickly, and I would say keep track somehow, record things, take photos, make notes of all the things you enjoy in the lives, because my goodness, it goes by in a flash. And it's as much fun to look back, because the good thing about it is, unless you whinge about it on Audioboo, very often most of the things you record will be the best times, the fun you've had. Okay, so some of the challenges, if there's been long-term sickness or a problem which has meant you've had to travel or anything like that, that'll get recorded as well. But most of the time, it'll be the really good stuff that's gone on. And you can look back and just think of the fun you've had. And children do, by all accounts, cause you to have different but just as fulfilling experiences in life, and someone to share them with. And so maybe they're the selling points. They're sort of very difficult to quantify, I know, but they are real upsides to having children, and I would recommend it. And I've gone way over my 5 minutes, so I shall close now. I'm nearly back home anyway, and I shall wish you a happy rest of Monday. I believe Beth is writing a list, or I'm hoping she is writing a list of things for me to do this week. I've got the week off work, and we'll be preparing for Christmas. Now we're both recovering from our illnesses. So have a lovely day, and I shall speak to you soon. Bye-bye.